হবে। Ivan, welcome to the Mahadeya. Today we are about to continue one of our previous discussions on Paticca Samuppada. For that we have invited a well-known resource person to our studio. He is Professor Ravi Koggalage, the former Deputy Vice Chancellor Academic of Kothulavala Defence University. He's an engineer as well as a meditation teacher. So we warmly welcome you to the Mahadeya. And since our last discussion was on Paticca Samuppada, we didn't sort of finish it.
Yes.
I want you to remind our viewers about what we discussed last of all and then continue from that point onwards.
Of course, this discussion, Paticca Samuppada, discussion won't finish until you realize Nibbana one day. Because yes. Buddha has mentioned Paticca Samuppada is the Dhamma.
Mm.
If you are searching for Buddhism, you should try to understand what Paticca Samuppada is. One who realizes Paticca Samuppada sees Dhamma.
Mm-hmm.
So Paticca Samuppada, the things in Paticca Samuppada, Avijja, Patya, Sankhara and so on we have mentioned. But the important point in this Paticca Samuppada is this theory of Paticca Samuppada, the rising nature and the cessation, Nirodha, Paccaya and Nirodha. Those are the most important two things. The Paccaya is when causes are there, result is there. Imasmin sati idam hoti, as I explained last time. Then imasa upada idam upaiti.
Yeah.
Then the cessation side, again we can explain it to this. Imasmin asati idam nahoti. If this is not there, this is not there.
Mm-hmm.
Imasa niruddha idam niruddhati. If this is disappear, this also disappears. Right? And I ask you to think about this, there's no time involvement in this.
Mm-hmm.
This happens at the same time. So this is very important in of understanding Paticca Samuppada.
Mm-hmm.
When causes are there, result is there. When causes are not there, result also not there. That's why I took that dog single. So when a dog peek into water, to believe there's another dog, the causes are avijja, then avijja in the sense not knowing what reality is, and also wrong belief created by its own mind. When these causes are there, another dog appears into its mind. Dog's world, there's another physical dog. But in our case, that causes, in dog's mind, are not in our mind. So that avijja is not in our mind. So our world, that dog is not appearing, the external dog. But for the dog's world, there's another dog appearing. So dog strongly believe external dog is physical dog. Satra Mahadhatu dog, four elements. For our case, there's no dog. The external dog consists of Satra Mahadhatu, Patavya, Pote, Jura. Or solidity, liquidity, heat and motion. The separate hands, the four elements. So, for us, the causes are not there to create another dog. For the dog, causes are there to create another dog. So, imasmin sati idam hoti. For the dog, causes are there, therefore another dog is there. But for us, causes are not there. Imasmin asati, Hridayanahoti. So this is not appearing. So for us, world is sisi, nirodha. For the dog with wrong belief, not knowing what is going on, world is appearing in front of the dog. Right? And this is how our six senses work. Whenever we see something, we used to believe physical thing. What we see is exactly they are outside. So, the same thing happened to dog. What it sees exactly they are as a physical thing. But in reality, it's a creation of dog's mind. So mind also known as nama. Mm-hmm. But for this nama, there's a rupa attached, physical matter attached. That's why it is nama rupa. Mm-hmm. As far as dog believes there's external physical dog, this nama rupa combination is there. Right? Mm-hmm. But it appears due to dog's ignorance, not knowing what reality is. The dog's mind is not developed to see beyond its eyes what these eye illusions are. So. But our mind is little bit higher than that. I use the term little bit because, as you mentioned last time, for an Arahant and Buddha, we also like dogs. Having worldly way of using our senses, right? Laukika, worldly way of using our mind. But Buddha and Arahants, they are using beyond world, lokottara, or Sukhamandu level. So world appearing in front of our senses is not appearing for them. Very similar to the world appearing in front of dog. There's another dog in the water. It is not appearing for us. Because causes are not there for that world. Mm-hmm. So we have to realize what is world, what is cause of world. And if you see the real causes, world is disappearing. Cessation or nirodha. Right? So if you have this understanding, then there's a path leading for this understanding, right? To realize this thing. There's a path. Right? That is the Eighth Noble Path of Arya Ashtangika Magga, starting with Samadhi. Samadhi is mentioned, what is world, what the cause of this world, cessation of this world, and the path leading for that. And also Buddha has mentioned this world is the dukkha, suffering. So what is dukkha? Cause of dukkha, cessation of dukkha, and path leading to that. Right? That is Four Noble Truths. And knowing Four Noble Truths, you can have samadhi. And with samadhi, there's a path leading to full realization of this. Even we heard about this, our habits are very strong. So whenever we see something, we used to believe that is there. We don't see it's a creation of our mind. Right? Mm-hmm. Unless you develop your mind and the mindfulness, the awareness, with this samadhi, the right view. Right? Mm-hmm. So, this paticca samuppada is to see what is world, what is the cause of world, and the cessation of world, and the path leading for that. And this world is leading us. Now the world, dog believe, is leading its own mind. Inside its senses. So this world is created by our six senses. Okay? As far as we believe our senses telling us the exact truth, we have a world. So this paticca samuppada is something like that. If you understand this principle, you will realize this, the things mentioned in paticca samuppada: avijja, sankhara, vijnana, namarupa, salayatana, passa, vedana, tanha, upadana, bhava, jati. All those are appearing. Right? If any of these are not there, for example, avijja is not there, all those things not appearing. That is, dukkha is not occurring. That is the nibbana. It is, dukkha is not occurring again. It is not what has arisen is passing away, but not occurring. No more birth for the dukkha. Right? So if you remove the causes, it will not occur. So this is the, you know, supramundane level or the things beyond. See, beyond the world, what we used to believe. So worldly way and supramundane, the beyond the world. So we have world generated or created by our six senses. So we have to see what these sensors doing and how diluted we are. Right? So this has been explained in paticca-samuppada, mm-hmm. That is the Dhamma. Mm-hmm. Whatever terms you use. Even before this we discuss about Panchupadanakanda, and Buddha has mentioned Sankhittena Panchupadanakanda Dukkha. The Dukkha is the five skandhas, occurring of these five skandhas. Mm-hmm. Now you can see this dog, five skandhas occurred. Rupa is there because it believes there's Satara Mahadhatu dog, another dog. So that is the Rupa. Then Vedana is there, there's a feeling because of that. Life code is like. Then the Sanya also there, the Rupa Sanya, and there's another dog. Okay. Then Sankara, whatever you think about it, the Chetana. Sankara Sadhya, creations of your own mind. Even the dog is creation of your mind, it's a Sankara. And the Vijnana, knowing about what you have created, the knowledge. There's a dog, so it's a new knowledge. That is the Vijnana. Vijnana is magician because it's created by our own mind, but we used to believe it is outside. The consists of four elements. Mm-hmm. So now in that case five skandhas occurred. It is also known as jati. Occurring of skanda. Skandhanam patubhavu. Known as jati. Skandhyange pahalavim. Skandhanam patubhavu. Is explained as jati. So you can realize five skandhas has arise. Just because of not knowing what reality is.
Yeah, five skandhas in English if you explain.
Yeah, rupa is the physical things. Mm. Matter, what we believe the world consists of.
Yeah.
Rupa. That's why earlier I mentioned world and the rupa referring to same thing. External world. Mm-hmm. So rupa is matter or physical thing. Mm-hmm. And I add what we used to believe. Like that dog. But when we are in wrong beliefs, we don't know it's a belief. We think it's the reality.
Okay.
Right? The physical world is there. That's what we used to believe. But anyway, that's the rupa. That's external physical matters, what we used to think. Then Vedana is the kind of feelings, like whether we like it, dislike, or somewhere in between. It's known as Sukha Vedana, Dukkha Vedana, Adukkama Sukha Vedana. One of the three types will come with each rupa you get to know. Right? One of the Vedana. Then Vedana, next one is Sanya. Rupa Vedana Sanya. Sanya, using Sanya, you can differentiate one from all the others. For example, that dog, this next dog, external dog, it can separate from all other whatever
it
sees.
Yeah.
Yeah, perception. Mm-hmm. The, when you say Rupa Sanya, you can, you know, compare it with others, and you focus only to this place where it is like a dog, right? Rupa Sanya. You can separate it from other background. So if you say this is a tree, we separate that portion from all other background. And we believe this is the physical matter.
We understand it separately as the tree.
Yeah. Whenever we see this kind of thing again, we can separate it from others and give the same name. Right.
Yeah.
So we get Rupa Sanya through our eyes, we get Sadda Sanya through our ears. Now, my voice you can separate, differentiate from all other sounds and focus only into this. So, how we do this? Because of the Sanya. It has the ability to separate it from all others. Right? So unique nature for this sound. Sanya. Unique nature for one particular figure. The Rupa Sanya. Generally like that. Sanya. Then Sankhara is our own ideas, Chetana. About that thing. So whatever dog thing about other dogs, that sanya, rupa sanya, it's chetana or sankhara, right? Creations of its own mind. So it's another dog, physical dog. I like it or I hate. Those are the chetana, become sankhara, right? Whatever idea. Then the vinyana is the knowing about each of these. Without vinyana, we don't know.
Okay.
So vinyana is the knowing. So these five things, panchupadana kanda, rupa, vedana, sanya, sankara, vinyana. Yeah. And important thing is, Buddha has mentioned these five sankhittena panchupadana kanda dukkha. They are the dukkha itself. And we do not realize, now the dog, when it thinks there is another dog, it doesn't know dukkha has arise. But we know panchupadana kanda has arise there. It doesn't know suffering has occurred. Similarly, when we use our eyes, when we think there's mango tree there, panchupadana khandas arise, but we don't know, we don't realize dukkha has arise. So that is why we are far from the Dhamma teachings. That's why Buddha has mentioned the persons, people going in this samsaric journey, life and death cycle. They are deluded. They don't know dukkha as dukkha. Dukkhe ajnana. Right?
They don't recognize dukkha as dukkha, as dukkha, suffering as suffering.
Yes. Sometimes they think it is the, you know, happiness. Okay, there are some mango trees, a happy tree. They can't realize this panchopadanakkhanda.
And I think even a birth of a new child is something to celebrate. For parents.
Yes.
And they do not realize the dukkha, the suffering.
Yeah. Even jatipi dukkha. Death is dukkha. Worldly level, you can't even imagine. At the birth of a child. Right? No one would think that dukkha has arisen.
And if someone
that's
says
that's why you
it,
celebrate
be,
having birthday parties.
Yes.
If someone sees Dhamma, deep away, right, beyond the low cost, it's okay, another suffering has occurred. Rahule Kupanna, just that's the words. So, what we experience in normal life is different when we talk about, supramundane level. But if one wants to end this life and death cycle, this is the only way, realizing Dhamma. The realizing Dhamma, in the sense, realizing Paticchasamuppada. In Buddha's way. If one wants to realize Dhamma, should realize this particular samuppanna nature, Akshaya and Nirodha. So, if we try to understand, if we get to know any kind of knowledge, knowledge in the sense through our eyes, ears, and so on, right? It is particular samuppanna. Knowledge is the result, but there are causes behind. If causes are there, only that knowledge comes. If causes are not there, the result won't be there. The cessation. Like, as far as dog is deluded and not knowing the what is happening, what is real world, what is reality, that is avijja and delusion. Right? It may, you know, strongly accept external worlds for rupa. So due to that rupa, it is suffering. That is why it got its anger, own anger. Just by thinking there's another dog. But we know in reality there's no such dog out there. So whatever way, if we are getting angry, we are also like that dog, believing there is something to get angry. But we don't know, it is just a creation by our own mind.
Okay. Yes. Meanwhile, I think there is a question from our audience. Yes, sir, you can.
Please, Professor Ram, you may two may not see the same object in the same manner, but
two persons.
Yeah. Because now say you and myself, we both of us may say this is a mango tree.
Yes.
Now, but. So what's the difference, you know, depending on Chaitanya, two may see the
so
two
the,
different ways.
Yeah. So question is, if it is not the reality we experience through our senses, then how come two persons believe the same thing exists? We believe, for example, this mango tree. You and me and all of we used to think there's a mango tree. Right? So if we don't experience the outside world and a creation of our own mind, how come we all think the exact same thing is there? So this is a very good question to think about. So if we go back to dog's example, right? So one dog peeping into the water thinks there's another dog. Okay? If another person or dog with same mindset did the same thing,
right? Yeah.
It also believe another dog is there. If they talk to each other, right? They came to under a tree and having a discussion like us. They may talk about the dog in the water. Just believing there's another dog. They may discuss, okay, we both get together and go and attack that dog. Like what they are doing.
Yes.
So here there's something to think much deeper level. Now we got human eyes, right? So all human eyes have a similar capacity of creating images, similar images, because we have similar lens. An eye retina, sensitive to those colors, right? But if we consider dog's eye or ant's eye, it's a different, right? For them, they are having different world. The world is different from ours, what we believe, what we see.
Even the right? Sounds they hear, I yes. suppose, there are dog whistles, and when you blow it, like people don't
we
hear, but dogs
hear.
Bark, they respond.
Yes, so they can hear sounds which we can't hear. Right? For them, there's a world created by those sounds. For us, that world is not existing.
So
because
what you
our
mean is,
sensory
yeah.
is not sensitive. Mm-hmm.
What you mean is within the same species, the senses are more or less
similar.
Similar.
Creating similar images. Mm. That's why this something called sammata. We use terms.
Accepted terms.
Yeah. Our language,
norms,
for example.
Yeah, yeah.
So since we all can see similar image here, we use a term for that, mango tree, and it became sammata, that's a convention, right? We discuss and, okay, we call this
mango
tree, because it appears similar to all of us. But here there are few things to think about. We strongly believe what we see is there. External. What we perceive is outside, right? So that's the, you know, worldly way of using our senses, eyes, like that dog. What it sees, it believes, I see this because it is there. Right? But this is not the reality. But like very similar, dog doesn't know reality is something. It's strong to believe there's another dog. Similarly, we also don't know. We've got deluded due to our own avidya, right? So we used to believe our senses and live in the world created by our senses and our own mind. Right? So as far as we are believing our senses and this world, we are like worldly beings going in this samsaric journey, life and death. And by going that, we have to face all those sufferings arising because of that. So Buddha has realize this and thought, if you see the truth as it is, You won't get deluded anymore. And you won't see that world which you have seen with your deluded mind. It is something like once dog realized what is going on, next time it won't get angry.
He cannot be deceived next time.
Try that it is realized what really is. So it cannot be deceived by worldly things anymore. Right? So if we cannot be deceived by worldly things anymore, then the thing called atalo dahama is not appearing to us. We are not suffering because of those worldly things. So this is the path leading to, you know, the end of the world, or you know, beyond the world.
I think that's why the Buddha, as soon as he attained Buddhahood, he said this pain of joy, aneka jati sansaram, that he won't be deceived anymore.
Yes. Has been deceived up to realization. Right? So once he realized, this is very important. Now, the salayatana also nirodha. Very difficult thing to understand. Salayatana in the sense, what is salayatana? These six faculties. Okay. Eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, and the mind. Right? So in Paticchasamuppada, when it says nirodha, 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 salayatana nirodha. Also mentioned. So arahan, salayatana is no longer there. But for us, we can't even imagine. Because
you mean the senses are no longer there? Someone might ask.
Yes.
Aren't the senses there?
That is Dhamma. Salayatana nirodha. That's why, worldly level we ask. How come, you know, arahants, they had eyes, they had ears. Even Buddha himself, he had.
Yeah.
So Buddha has mentioned, this nirodha is salayatana nirodha. That's why they are very deep.
So that doesn't mean they are blind, but they see things in reality. Is that what you mean? Because someone who is watching out there might have this question in mind.
Yes.
Does that mean the arahats cannot see? Because the five senses, nirodho you said, don't offer.
Yes. These are, that's why we take similes.
Yeah.
Now we have to go back to dogs. So when dog peep into water, right? Can't we understand world's world? Dog's world. Why it got angry? We can understand exactly why.
Yeah.
Right? So, just compare. Now, arahants looking at us. If we get angry, they know the reason. That doesn't mean we know the reason why dogs got angry. That doesn't mean we have gone down to dog's world. Dog's level of seeing things. But we can understand what worldly people are doing. But the other way around is sometimes impossible. Dog cannot understand what we think about it. Right? Until you realize the truth. Right? So what we are trying to do is, we are in the mindset of, you know, worldly level, that means dog's level, and trying to understand what we are thinking about it. Right? So we strongly believe there's a world, physical thing, like dog. Right? And trying to understand one who doesn't see a physical world created by its own. It's a little bit difficult to understand, but if you think carefully, there's a logic behind this. Now, dog cannot understand the higher level, the mindset of higher level.
Mm-hmm.
Right? As far as it strongly believe what it see is physically there. Now,
yes.
What we believe is, what we see is physically there. For example, Arahant's body, Arahant's eye, ear, nose, tongue. All are there. So, we don't know it's a creation of our own mind. Because we get to know about this through our senses.
Mm-hmm.
But all these senses create in us a world. And it is not the reality.
Yeah.
Right? So that's why certain concepts it's very difficult to understand. That's why there are different explanations even.
Mm-hmm.
When you become Arahants, it clearly says it's the complete cessation of all kind of all sort of suffering. Right?
Yes.
But suffering,
that's what we have learned.
Yeah. But when we ask what is suffering? Jati pidukka, jarati dukkha, vyadhi pidukka, maranati dukkha. Right? So, aging, then getting sicknesses, vyadhi, then the maran. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you completely cease dukkha, or became an arahant, there shouldn't be any such type of thing. Jara, vyadhi, marana.
Mm-hmm.
But when we see Arahants or Buddha,
mm-hmm.
think about them. Don't they get these things? Aging, sicknesses.
They fell ill and... Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Age.
So then we are confused. The Nibbana or Arahantship is complete cessation of dukkha. Right? So what? Clearly mentioned. Right?
Yeah. Is it that they are not influenced by that dukkha, like, unlike us?
Exactly, not influenced. So, certain things happening to the body.
Hmm.
So, we used to tell that is their body.
Yeah.
But for them, is it their body?
No, they don't influence
it. It is something like, now think about your home. Now you used to think it is my home. Yeah? If you heard something news, something has happened to them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? So suffering is there.
Yeah.
Let's imagine now you sell your house. Last year I have sold my house. So someone not knowing that come and tell you, okay, something has happened to your home.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get the same level of suffering? No?
Yeah.
You may tell you, it is not mine.
Mm.
Okay? So whatever, even it got destroyed, it doesn't matter. Because it is no longer mine. So Arahants are completely given up their own body. It is no longer their body. Right?
Which means for them, their bodies are only Patavya, Apotejo, Vayu. Is that how they think?
This is that deeper levels, even they even don't see Patavi as Patavi.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There are certain suttas mentioned. Patavi. The term used is manya. They are not seeing Patavi as Patavi. But
mm-hmm.
for us, Patavi is Patavi. Arahants, even Patavi Apotejo is not there. It's very difficult to understand,
right.
But if you go back to that dog's simile,
mm-hmm.
Now for the dog, there's Patavi Apotejo or your dog. But for us, outside is there such dog?
No.
So for us, then Patavi Apotejo is not there.
Mm-hmm.
Arahants are like that. Completely realizing even Patavi Apotejo Vayu is not appearing for them.
Mm-hmm.
But they can see, normal people, it is there. Like we are realizing, for the dog, okay, it thinks there's another dog. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That way, they can think about worldly people and act like worldly way, with worldly people. It is like, you know, when we are playing with small kids, right? They may, you know, take a doll and tell, this is another person. When we are playing with us, we have to accept it. But that doesn't mean we are deluded. So, the Arahant's level, it is very difficult to understand unless you see this kind of Dhamma, the Paticchasamuppanna nature. When the causes are there, you believe that. When those causes are there, the belief is no longer there. So, what is world and causes for the world? World is created by our own mind. It is avijja and delusion. If you realize that, if this not knowing and the creation of our mind is not there, can there be a world?
No.
So that is the Nirodha. So we have to find out what's the path leading for that. So someone who get this knowledge about four things, getting the samadhi, the samadhi in the sense lokottara samadhi, or the chatusachya samadhi. Samadhi about this.
Supramundane samadhi.
Supramundane samadhi. So anyone having this samadhi can only achieve the results in the sense sotapatti, sakadagami, anagami, and arhami. Not for others.
Okay.
So that is why Buddha clearly mentioned those four categories. First samana, second samana, third and fourth samana. Samana in the sense sovan, sakadagami, anagami, arahami. Can be seen only in this sasana, only in this Dhamma, not any of other teachings. Okay? Clearly mentioned, known as Singhanada. Right? No one can deny that. So to realize, or at least to enter this path, ending the suffering, one has to realize this, the Paticchasamuppanna nature, the Paticchasamuppada. That is the Dhamma, and Buddha has clearly mentioned, Yo Dhammam Passati, So Paticchasamuppadam Passati. Yo Paticchasamuppadam Passati, So Dhammam Passati. One who sees Paticchasamuppada sees Dhamma. One who sees Dhamma sees Paticchasamuppada. And also one who sees Dhamma sees Buddha.
Yes.
So one who sees Paticchasamuppada can see Buddha. That's no other way. It is not physical Buddha, but the realization, the truth or the Nibbana. So this is what I think one should try to see from Paticchasamuppada. And now you can see, whenever that dog is deluded and believe there is another dog, panchapadanaskandhas arise at the same time. And also Paticchasamuppada also arise. Avijjara is there, sankhara is there, vijnana, namarupa, salayatana, pasa, vedana, tanha, upadana, bahu, jati, and suffering. All occurred at the same time. So this is not about the previous birth, this birth, next birth. Every thought you created with avijja, not knowing what really you are. Right? So our thoughts are like that dog believing there's another dog.
Mm-hmm.
So when we see something, that is what happens. We believe there's something outside, physical. When we hear something, there's something physical outside. And we don't know that is deluded mind. We are creating that kind of thoughts. So all thoughts are with not knowing what reality is. Avijja. Right? Avijja paccaya sankhara. All thoughts are what we create. Avijja paccaya sankhara. And there's a result for that. That is karma and karma phala. So every thought, it becomes good one or bad one, and helping us to go in the samsaric journey. And if he wants to end this, you have to see how this is happening. That is particular samsara nature. What are the two causes? If you remove the causes only, it is not occurring. Not occurring is the nidha.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So no, how easy jati. Is it to remove the causes?
It's up to individual.
You just have 3 minutes more, you can sum up.
Yeah. So I do not have to explain that because Buddha already explained.
Mm-hmm.
Right? How? That is the path. Path is the Arishtangita Mantra. Path leading for Nibbana. That is the fourth noble truth.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But to have this path, the first part of this eightfold path, first one is the Samadhi.
Okay.
That is what one has to, you know, think about. Mm-hmm. And Samadhi, there are two types of Samadhi. One is to make your worldly life more comfortable, more happier.
Mm-hmm.
That is known as Ammasakata Sammadhitti.
Mm-hmm.
Knowledge about things of good karma and bad karma. And the result you are getting because of this. And for the Nibbana, that Sammadhitti known as Chatusatya Sammadhitti. How to go beyond this worldly way of seeing.
Mm-hmm.
How to go beyond?
Chatusatya means the Four Noble Truths.
Four Noble Truths. Mm-hmm. But it applies even to the world.
Mm-hmm.
What is world? What is cause of world? What is cessation of world? What is path?
Mm-hmm.
So they are only this supramundane path start or begin. It's not the end. Beginning of supramundane path or the Arya Magga. Start to Arya Sammadhitti or Chatusatya
Sammadhitti.
Okay. So it should be something beyond worldly way of using our senses, mm-hmm. like the dog.
Yeah. Okay. Well then, thank you so much, sir, for enlightening us on the correct path. And thank you so much for being here and disseminating your knowledge of Dhamma to our viewers. And viewers, if you have any comments, please write to us. First of all, I would like Professor to tell his email address to our viewers.
Yes, my email is koggalageya@yahoo.com. That is koggalageya koggalageya@yahoo.com. And there's someone created the website as well. If someone is interested to have our discussions, other discussions, it is Ravi, R-A-V-I, dot Harimaga, H-A-R-I-M-A-G-A, dot com. Ravi.harimaga.com. You can download or listen to our discussion.
Yes, so please browse through the Harimaga. And let us meet once again the next week. And before that, I would like to remind you, you can please write your questions and your comments to us. The address is the producer, Dhammahadaya, R.G. Senanayaka Mavata, Colombo 7, the producer, Dhammahadaya, Sri Sambodhi Vihara, R.G. Senanayaka Mavata, Colombo 7. So thank you so much. May the most noble Triple Gem bless you.